So hi. Thanks everybody for showing up and staying. So as Catherine said, I'm Ann Abercrombie and I'm the program manager for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health, or OWH. One of our many women's health programs and resources is supporting nursing moms at work, Employer Solutions. It's a tool to help employers of breastfeeding moms make it work as they return from maternity leave. And I'm going to refer to this as supporting nursing moms throughout the presentation because making it an acronym would be horrible. I have nothing to disclose here, but there it is. So, background. Today, women with children are the fastest growing group in the U.S. workforce. We know that nearly a quarter of moms return to work as soon as 2 weeks after childbirth. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends exclusive breastfeeding for 6 months and continued breastfeeding until the baby is at least 12 months old. However, research shows that there are significant barriers to making this happen. Women who take shorter maternity leave have lower rates of breastfeeding initiation, shocking, and breastfeed for a shorter amount of time. Women who work in unsupportive work environments also experience workplace-related barriers, like lack of privacy and adequate time to pump or express milk. So one of the first things the office did was we partnered with HRSA to create the Business Case for Breastfeeding, which is a tool, a comprehensive program designed to educate employers about the value of supporting breastfeeding moms at work. And it highlights how such support contributes to the success of the business. It offers simple tools to help employers provide worksite lactation support and privacy for breastfeeding moms pumping at work, as well as guidance to the employees on breastfeeding and working, resources to help lactation specialists and health professionals educate employers in their communities is also available. But while we were training employers to use this tool, it became evident that they perceived some real barriers to providing lactation services. Then we get to the Affordable Care Act, the ACA, which was passed, as we know, in March 2010. One of those provisions of the ACA is Section 4207, called for amendment of the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938. And this provision requires employers to provide reasonable break time for an employee to express milk for her nursing child for at least a year after the child's birth, each time the employee has need and a place other than a bathroom that is shielded from view and free from intrusion from coworkers in the public. This is called the break time for nursing mothers law, or provision. Now, prior to this federal law, there was no requirement to protect nursing moms at work. So the Department of Labor, which is in charge of implementing this law, came to OWH and said, help. Help us. Help employers figure this out. Happily enough, there was also research to support that only 40% of women, even after the law is passed, only 40% of women have access to both break time and a private space for nursing. But women, you know, research showed that women with adequate break time and private space were 2.3 times as likely to be breastfeeding exclusively at 6 months. And low-income single moms were significantly less likely to have access to either break time or private space to pump at work. So, this is an invisible slide that devolves into this. Employers of hourly workers are the ones who encounter the most challenges and concerns as they attempt to comply with the requirements of the law. The biggest challenge is their non-office workplace settings, like a restaurant, an auto shop, or a police car. These places provide unique challenges to providing time and space for nursing moms. So, what are we going to do? We created a tool, yay! We partnered with Every Mother Incorporated to gather stories from different businesses of all industry types. It's a resource of solutions for meeting the time and space requirements of the law. We interviewed human resource managers, supervisors, and moms to find out how they were able to pump at work and how they felt about their workplace accommodations. We also closely collaborated with the Society for Human Resources Management, or SHRM, to identify the different industry types, to gather stories, and to get feedback on the tool and the videos as they were developed. So, Supporting Nursing Moms is a website resource that contains business examples from all major industries, including those with large numbers of hourly workers, in settings previously not considered conducive to pumping at work. It has photos, it has videos, 2 to 3 minute videos featuring managers, human resource directors, and employees describing the support at their business and how they made it work. There's also a series of fact sheets with time and space solutions for agriculture, hotel, manufacturing, restaurants, retail, and transportation industries. And each of these sheets can be downloaded from our partners' resources page. So as I've said, we worked closely with SHRM, including launching the tool at their annual conference and expo in June 2014. This is the largest conference in the world for human resource professionals. We had a booth and we set up a model lactation room on site. So we, in the process of gathering stories, we've been working with SHRM, right? So the first year we went to their conference just to talk to people, we had to go beg people to talk to us. Go, you know, aisle to aisle, booth to booth, and people were like, oh, breastfeeding, I don't want to talk to you. This year, when we launched it, people were coming to the booth in droves. It's like a real sea change in information and what was needed. So people wanted to buy the lactation room we had set up. Nursing moms were using the lactation room we had set up. Even though SHRM did set up a space at the conference, they also used that on the exhibit hall floor. It's weird and interesting. So, the tool. Employers can search the website by industry solutions or type, like food service, education, healthcare, and retail. There's over 200 companies featured, representing diverse settings in the U.S. in 29 U.S. states, including large and small businesses, urban and rural settings, and businesses serving diverse populations. They can also search the site by time and space solutions. Some of these are dedicated lactation rooms, flexible shared space options, outdoor and mobile accommodations, privacy options, and a lot of other things. So, this is one business example featured on the website. It's a Ryder Affiliated Farms located in Aromas, California. So the farm provides pop-up tents for the nursing moms who work outdoors in the berry fields because they can't run to a bathroom, but not a bathroom. They can't run somewhere private and pump, except a tent. Shaw Industries is a large carpet manufacturing company located in Georgia. The environment is busy and noisy, but they were interested in providing lactation support. They worked with the local WIC and Breastfeeding Coalition and set up a room, a comfortable place called the Mommy Room, right there on the right, for the women to go pump. And they have floating staff who go and help cover the machines while the women are pumping. These are two other space solutions. The one on the left is a porta potty without the potty. And they provided a nice chair and a table inside, and it's for a bus driver. So she can drive along her route and still be able to stop and pump when she needs to. The thing on the right is just a structure built out of plywood covered with posters for a restaurant or in the food industry. They just created the very simple private space for the employee to use. We have some success stories from after launching Supporting Nursing Moms at Work. Ramco Enterprises used the tool to implement their lactation support. It's an employment service company providing quality staffing solutions to the food processing, light industrial, agricultural industries. So it's a wide range of employees, and it's being provided, but they're not office workers. There's no offices involved. So they went to the resource, saw the Ryder Berry Farms pop-up tents, and implemented those as one of their solutions. We worked with the Agricultural Labor Relations Board in Sacramento, California. They shared the information about Supporting Nursing Moms with their affiliates, one of which is the Farm Employers Labor Service, or FELS. The organization had questions about how their managers could best comply with the labor laws. They used Supporting Nursing Moms at Work as a resource for their agricultural employees. They too found the solution they needed, and they created a labor audit checklist, which includes lactation accommodation on there, so it's really become part of their business practices. Another group who like the pop-up tent, seems to be popular, is a major cell phone retailer. So they were having a hard time finding a private place for their employee to pump because there's security cameras everywhere. And there was nowhere she could go that was private. So they, in the back, put up a pop-up tent, and now she has somewhere to safe to pump. So those are just a few examples of how managers and nursing moms have used and benefited from Supporting Nursing Moms at Work. Since we've launched, we've had about 150,000 web views, 14.8 million social media impressions using the hashtag #PumpingAtWork, and over 130 million media impressions. So this tool is the first worksite lactation program implementation resource designed with hourly employees in mind. It will be influential in designing creative solutions, or pop-up tents, for nursing moms across all industries, particularly those where you previously didn't think breastfeeding, pumping could happen. This is great for mothers and their nurslings, but it's also great for the businesses, because we know that companies with lactation programs retain more than 90% of their employees. We also have a few other breastfeeding resources. We've got a great website with information, fact sheets, and other information in English and Spanish. We have a It's Only Natural resource for African American moms. Your Guide to Breastfeeding is our easy to read publication for how-to information and support to help women breastfeed successfully. That's how we want them to do it, successfully, yeah. And this is currently only available as download, but soon-ish will be available as an e-publication. Then we have the National Breastfeeding Helpline, which is where you can find peer counselors to help support you in your breastfeeding needs. That's it. I'm done. A minute ahead of time. Thank you for your time.